Intro and Chapter 1 of Trials and Confessions of a Housekeeper. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Trials and Confessions of a Housekeeper by D.S. Arthur. Introduction. Under the title of Confessions of a Housekeeper, a portion of the matter in this volume has already appeared. The book is now considerably increased, and the range of subjects made to embrace the grave and instructive, as well as the agreeable and amusing. The author is sure that no lady reader familiar with the trials, perplexities, and incidents of housekeeping can fail to recognize many of her own experiences, for nearly every picture that is here presented has been drawn from life. End of introduction. Chapter 1. My Speculation in Chinaware. This happened a very few years after my marriage, and is one of those feeling incidents in life that we never forget. My husband's income was moderate, and we found it necessary to deny ourselves many little articles of ornament and luxury, to the end that there might be no serious abatement in the comforts of life. In furnishing our house, we had been obliged to content ourselves mainly with things useful. Our parlor could boast of 9 cane-seat chairs, 1 high-backed cane-seat rocking-chair, a pair of card-tables, a pair of ottomans, the covers for which I had worked in worsted, and a few illustrated books upon the card-tables. There were no pictures on the walls, nor ornaments on the mantelpieces. For a time after my marriage with Mr. Smith, I did not think much about the plainness of our style of living, but after a while, contracts between my own parlors and those of one or two friends would take place in my mind, and I often found myself wishing that we could afford a set of candelabras, a pair of china vases, or some choice pieces of Bohemian glass. In fact, I set my heart on something of the kind, though I concealed the weakness from my husband. Time stole on, and one increase after another to our family kept up the necessity for careful expenditure, and at no time was there money enough in the purse to justify any outlay beyond what the wants of the household required. So my mantelpieces remained bare as at first, notwithstanding the desire for something to put on them still remained active. One afternoon, as I sat
Sample complete. Ready to continue?